Sections of one of Ireland's most important surviving medieval manuscripts, the Book of Leinster, will go on display at Trinity College Dublin after a big conservation project. It's written in a mix of Old and Middle Irish and considered one of the most significant sources of Irish literature and history from the medieval period. Caoimhín Ní Gormán is manuscripts curator at the Library of Trinity College Dublin and is with us now. Caoimhín, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about the Book of Leinster and its importance.
So the Book of Leinster is a really extraordinary manuscript. As you said, it was written in the 12th century. It's certainly one of the most important surviving medieval manuscripts written in Irish. It is also considered one of the most important sources of Irish literature and history from the medieval period. And it contains many significant Irish texts, historical and genealogical information, especially on Leinster kings and heroes, mythological and historical accounts of invasions and battles. There's place name Nor. It's a bit like the Wikipedia of today, and it really gives us an unparalleled sort of snapshot into the Middle Ages in Ireland.
So who wrote it and where did they write it?
So while multiple scribes will have worked on the manuscript, the principal compiler and scribe was A.U. Crihan, who was the abbot of the monastery of Tír Dó Glas on the Shannon, which is Terry Glass of County Tipperary. And he's the last abbot of that house for whom we have any record for. So it was written in the second half of the 12th century, and the bulk of the work was probably completed in the 1160s. The monastery in Terry Glass was burnt down in 1164, so the manuscript was probably finalised in another scriptorium, possibly in County Leash, but we don't really know for certain. And nothing is really known of the manuscript's whereabouts in the next century or so after its completion, but in the 14th century, it shows up again in Achával in County Leash.
So how did it get to Trinity?
So it came to Trinity in 1786. It was a bequest from an Irish scholar, Sir John Sebright, and the library received 46 manuscripts from Sebright in what would have been the most significant bulk acquisition of Irish manuscripts the college ever took in. And these items, these 46 items, originally came from the collection of a Welsh antiquary, Edward Clewitt. He was a fascinating guy who travelled around Ireland, Scotland and Wales in the 17th century, copying and collecting Irish manuscripts. So he really rescued the Book of Leinster, in a sense.
So where has it been since, or what's been happened to it since? I know it's had considerable conservation in recent years. That is only in recent years, yes?
That's right. So it's going on display now in the Old Library following a major conservation project which was supported by the Bank of America Art Conservation Fund. So the manuscript has been fully repaired and conserved in the library by our own in-house expert manuscript conservator, Dr. John Gillis, over the past 2 years. And we are delighted now to unveil it to the public with this new exhibition. So the exhibition, we'll have several examples of the newly conserved pages from the manuscript forming the centrepiece of the exhibition, which is called The Book of Leinster, Preserving for the Future. And that exhibition is part of the Book of Kells experience. So entry is with tickets to that, and it runs until the 12th of August.
So what will people be able to see then?
They will be able to see some pages from the newly conserved Book of Leinster, and also on display we have some other significant medieval Irish language manuscripts from the library's collection, including some Brehon law texts and the Yellow Book of Lecan, which is another very significant Irish language manuscript.
It's part of the Book of Kells collection. What's its relationship, if any, to the Book of Kells?
No, it's part of the Book of Kells experience. So that is the overall exhibition experience when you come to Trinity College. So visitors can see the Book of Kells, and then they can journey up to the Long Room and see this exhibition on the Book of Leinster and the Irish manuscripts.
Caoimhín, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Caoimhín Ní Gormán, manuscripts curator at the Library of Trinity College Dublin, on the Book of Leinster, which is going on display from today.